Hello, Sagittarius. April here from Real Talk Tarot. Today I've got your full moon reading. Now, this is a full moon in Capricorn. And I'm going to do a little something different than I normally do. I'm going to do a little channeling and a little picture drawing here. And while I'm doing that, this is for Sagittarius. So what messages need to come out for Sagittarius? So, Sagi, this Capricorn moon is about practicality. It's about managing tasks. It's about order, okay? Capricorn energy can be restrictive. It also represents toxicity, addictions, codependencies, and things of that nature, okay? So, we are going to ask Spirit today, what for the starseed of Sagittarius do they need to release? Now, the first messages we received are right here. All right, and we're going to take a little look at this drawing. I don't know if you can see it. You should be able to see it from there. And we're going to look and see if there are any resonating messages in here for you. I see a question mark. I see the number 2. I see what looks to be maybe like a tweezers. Okay. You could be paying attention to detail or nitpicking or removing a thorn. I see an apple. Let's turn this baby around and see if there's any other messages for you here. So far, that's what I have for you. I do see a little window in here. This looks like a jalapeno pepper. There's a glass over here. So, take everything as it resonates, and leave what does not, okay? Well, there's a sign we've lost our, whatever's propping us up has gone. Okay, Sag, so that is your channeled message. Now, let's get into the cards here a little bit. We're going to ask Spirit, what messages do you have for the starseed of Sagittarius as they cleanse and remove any negative aspects from their life? Okay. Now, this moon is kind of, like I said, it's a little stern and a little rigid. And we are in Cancer season, so that is more emotional and watery energy. Okay. So there could be, you know, a little push-pull. A little push-pull with the energies right now. Alright, so let's see what Spirit would like Sagittarius to, okay. So where is Sagittarius right now, Spirit? We're going to see where you're at, what's crossing you. Okay, what's coming in to assist you? Maybe some possible action. All right, so Sagi, here's where you are. You are coming out of a period of mental imprisonment, okay? There's something that you have been undecided on or something's been keeping you stuck in some way, all right? But the sun has come out backwards, all right? So there's still a little remaining shadow here, okay? So So, what is crossing Sagittarius? What is challenging? Challenging you is the King of Wands reversed. This is a petty, greedy energy that is really immature. This energy wants what they want. They want it yesterday, and they don't want to hear any flack about it, okay? That's what's crossing you. Now, this could be your energy. You could be being extremely stubborn about something, or you're dealing with someone who is, but why are you dealing with that energy? Okay, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the other people in your life right now. We're talking about what is going on with you and why you tolerate this behavior. And it looks like you don't want to anymore. This might be what the mental conflict was. You have the Ten of Wands reversed. So you would like very much to lay down this burden. You feel like you have been pushing a big rock up a big hill for a long time. Okay? So what is coming up for Sagittarius to help Sagittarius in this situation? What is coming to help Sagittarius spirit? What is the energy coming in to assist? We have the Two of Pentacles, okay? This could be a distraction, you know, like maybe you will pick up extra work or you will find something else to balance out whatever energy that you feel is too burdensome, okay? This might, normally this is about juggling things. And I think you might, I don't know, you might actually choose to, you may choose to try to do both here, okay? Alright, so what is the action that Sagi should take, Spirit? What action should Sagi take to clear out this energy? Okay, or maybe that is the burden, you know, that you did feel like you were juggling your wants and needs against this King of Wands, who's very difficult. You are making a decision about dealing with this, whether or not you want to. So what are the actions, Spirit? What are the actions that Sag should take at this time, Spirit? What advice do you have for Sagittarius? Clear out this energy, what's coming in to assist. And that's too many cards. What's coming in to assist Sagittarius, please? It's not this breeze, that's for sure. Thank you. Okay. What is coming in to assist Sagittarius? All right. Four of Wands. Happy home, happy life. Okay? Maybe you'll be moving. Or you'll be attempting to improve your current environment. Okay? Let's get another one for Sagi, please. Page of Wands reversed. Okay? So, you may be giving up on one idea of how something should be in favor of another, all right? That could be the juggling, that could be the decision you're going to make. What is the potential outcome, please, Spirit? Nine of Pentacles, okay. That is your goal. That's what we're reaching for, right? The cycle coming to a peak where you have obtained stability, happiness, right? So, Sag, this kind of looks to me like you have a decision to make, and this full moon wants you to shit or get off the pot, make the decision, and then start taking the steps toward completion of that goal, okay? Now, let's see emotionally what's going on for the starseed of Sagittarius spirit. We are using the prism deck for this. I'm going to see what's going on emotionally. Mystery. So whatever was a mystery to you before, or unknown, or you just weren't sure, okay? Interruptions could be a part of your situation. Alright, I swear to God, it was quiet for hours until I sat down to do this reading. Alright? Okay, anyway, so, mystery reversed. Something is going to be made clear to you, okay? Something will be made clear in a way that resonates with you, and you'll be able to move forward. Okay, what else for Sagittarius? You might be giving up something you've lost passion for, okay? Maybe this is something hard to give up. It's something that maybe you've devoted time and energy into, but it may not have been going in the direction you wanted it to, all right? So you may have to take the skills you have or the experience and kind of rework it into something else, all right? What else for Sagittarius, please? Crossing you is a ghost, okay? And this could be many things. You could feel left out in some way. You could actually be visited by ancestors in dreams or in other waking life moments. Yeah, why doesn't everybody just drive by my house and make as much noise as you can? Cool. Alright, so there's ghosts. Maybe you feel invisible. Maybe you don't feel like you're being seen or heard. Okay. Or understood in some way. What's coming to help? What emotional fear reversed and death reversed, okay? So you are letting go of any fear. You may now be ready to make this transformation, okay? It's been fear that's been holding you back. Just fear of the unknown. But you're perfectly capable of doing any of these things, right? What is a potential outcome, please, Spirit? What's a potential outcome for Sagittarius, please? Okay, space can mean a lot of things, but I feel like this has to do with your environment. Something in your environment needs to change. You need to either remove yourself from it or improve on it in some way to make it into something that's more livable for you. Alright? Okay, Saggy, that's your messages for this full moon. I hope you enjoyed them. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.